All right, call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. John?
Yeah, I was asking you in the meeting before, I mentioned about that tripping hazard in the sidewalk, 60 days ago or 30 days ago, I think it's the water department. Of course, the same thing as it did 60 days ago.
What's the address?
Right there by the town hall.
By the town hall over on Church Street?
Yeah, well, where you go down at Fremont Drive, it sticks up about like that.
Okay. Randy, you want to write that down and check it out? Anything else?
And the other thing is, right there in front of Cumberland Farm, there's a hole about that deep. I think Jay passed one about 20 feet away from it. I don't know if they'd ever seen that one.
Is that on your list to be fixed?
I've driven over that one, John, and it has not been fixed yet, so.
But it's on the list, right?
Huh?
It's on your list.
I don't know whether that's on our list or on 203's list, on whether it's still.
Oh, it's on the state road?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of.
It is.
John, what would you say? Is it between?
It is on the state road. My thing is, the people in the village live here, and they drive over to that state road.
Yeah.
For 5 or 10 minutes it takes to fix it. And the $3 for coal patch, whatever they want to put in it. If somebody steps in and breaks an ankle, somebody falls and trips, for the $4 or $5 it costs to fix.
Okay.
Got that?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Anybody else? Okay, motion to approve the minutes of the May 2017 board meeting. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is this a public time?
Yes, it is.
I'm just going to stand so I can protect my voice. I've had a few people come to me with letters just regarding their desires, their concerns. So, just put my glasses on and read these. The first one is Dear Village of Nassau. As a longtime resident of the Village of Nassau, I want to take this opportunity to thank the mayor and the village board of trustees for their dedication to our village. Their work and passion for the village is usually understated, yet greatly appreciated. Most residents have to agree that our water and landscape is above average. While our village shows beauty and potential, there are strong concerns about businesses vacating and houses being abandoned. These situations have appeared to increase over the years, suggesting we need to examine and make necessary changes in policy and procedures to reverse this trend. These changes could include reviewing the current allocating of expenditures with an eye toward initiating more focus on infrastructure and beautification to better attract new residents and help maintain and create new business. It is clear that the safety of residents in Nassau is a priority and crime will not be tolerated in any sort or manner whatsoever, and it is also understood that law enforcement must follow specific procedures to ensure their safety while protecting the well-being of residents. Since the police force is funded by village taxpayers and consumes a large portion of the budget, we expect that the vehicles and equipment are used in a manner that ensures longevity, any accidents are reported correctly, and that all expenditures are reviewed and justified accordingly. When dealing with the residents and guests to our village, we also ask that our law enforcement be aware that discipline brings disciples while harassment brings detractors. Treating residents and guests with fairness, respect, and dignity usually creates a bond that reaps benefits far greater than people moving their businesses and residences to other towns to avoid being hassled. The name Nassau means whatever people experience when they visit or reside here. If the experience is positive, we are confident that business will increase and people will want to join our community. If the experience is negative, Nassau will be avoided and people will tell many others, creating stigma that is difficult to overcome and will also diminish the hard work and dedication you all demonstrate as elected officials. And this is not signed, but it is a local resident. And I just wanted to read
another.
Excuse me.
Would you like to
have it
yourself?
So it was handed to me by a resident.
Yes, but who are you?
But who are you? I'm sorry, I didn't say that. I'm Kobe Sasha.
I?
Okay. And so somebody just handed you the letter, but you don't know who it is.
I do know who it is.
But he didn't want to put his name on there. Obviously. Okay. Anyway, here's another letter that I just wanted to share. I've lived in Nassau since 2012, and the only time I've interacted with the police is when they're abusing stairs as they slowly creep by our house. They are a heavy presence in the area, yet I have no positive feedback. I don't see them interacting with the local community, attending local events, or extending friendly hellos. I feel more like a criminal when they're around, like I have to make sure I'm not doing anything wrong, which I have no reason to feel this way. Not like their friendly neighborhood watchdogs, which I would enjoy. You would also expect such a heavy patrol, there would be no concern for crime. However, that didn't stop local break-ins to vehicles in the neighborhood. In fact, when they showed up during their investigation, I felt more like a suspect than a victim. I just feel if we are paying for them to patrol such a small area as much as they do, there should be no record of crime, and I shouldn't feel like I'm being perceived as a potential criminal. I strongly believe the area is small enough to function without such a heavy police presence, or any at all. From my experience, the neighbors take better care of each other than any care I've been offered by the local authority. This is also another local resident who handed this to me.
All right, thank you very much. I've given you 5 minutes to speak, so, and I assume they're all along the same line, so thank you very much. Anyone else? Yes.
Well, I would just like to offer a similar perspective with a little twist. I personally feel that I have been fairly treated by the police, but I also have it on good authority, excellent authority, that there are individuals who feel unfairly targeted by the police. Maybe it's because they've spoken out in a way that demands some change in the way the police enforce our laws. Maybe it's a bad
These are plan. Assumptions on your part, right?
I am not making an assumption. I am telling you second person that I have received this information.
So people have said to you, I feel this way because this is how I'm treated.
This is what's happened on numerous occasions.
To
I have
somebody.
It on good, yes, as I will say, as the newspapers say, I have it on excellent authority.
Okay.
I have it on excellent authority.
Okay.
And the fact that I know that it is very upsetting when you're a decent law-abiding citizen and you are stopped for reason or for something minor that can be dismissed with a warning or, again, it's a matter of judgment. If we don't have judgment with our law enforcement, we will have a problem and certain people will feel as if they're being harassed. If an individual gets a citation or two or three and they are dismissed, maybe there is a problem with that pattern and that should be adjusted. All I'm saying is discretion is the best part of law enforcement. And just as individuals who we know are guilty and are dismissed, the charges are dismissed because of the technicality, if someone is stopped on a technicality, doesn't that person who otherwise is a law-abiding citizen deserve the discretion from that law enforcement whether this is an incident that should be ticketed or not? That's all I'm asking for is balance. We all should be working on the side of a peaceful community that works together. And the other thing I did start saying, and I didn't finish that train of thought, is that when a person is stopped, it is very upsetting. Whether you deserve to be ticketed or maybe it's a minor thing. Law-abiding people maybe get a little nervous, and some guilty people may get even more nervous, but law-abiding people get nervous. And sometimes if a police officer stops and asks you a question, you're a little shaky, so maybe you don't respond in the manner that the police officer...
The part like when the trail crumbles or whatever has to be replaced, that is covered by the state. That's going to be the state's responsibility to do in perpetuity. So all the pavement and all that, we don't have to pay for it the first time, we don't have to pay for it going forward, right, locally.
Guy, do we have to conform with, let's say they want pavement, and we say we want pavers, bricks, can we make
We can make suggestions, yes.
Because
they want input.
It's asphalt, it's oil-based.
They want our input.
What about, you know, the trail that backs up on residential properties? Are they going to build a fence for them for privacy, or is that in consideration as part of the $200 million? So that they don't be inconvenienced by these people walking behind their houses all the time?
They are taking into consideration people's concerns about those issues.
Okay.
I don't know their remedies. We haven't seen the concept plan yet.
And these are the concerns that we need to address for our residents, because a lot of the trail does come across the back of people's properties.
Yeah, we need to make them aware of it and make sure that they take care of it in a way that satisfies our... That's what we do. That's our part.
Thank you for this report.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask particularly because I'm one of those people who are based in Nagualas. I'm interested, so whatever you learn about that as the process goes forward.
Yeah, and what I'm going to try to do is have a page on the website that has all the information in one place, and maybe it'll even you'll be able to maybe send an email through there so that we can collect all the questions and concerns and we can present those to them. Because, you know, again, this isn't their first rodeo around this. They know what they're doing. They know all the different ways to satisfy people. And, you know, because they want to be successful. They obviously don't want to waste their time. They don't want to, you know, hurt people. Now, I mentioned before, last year we did actually get a grant through the Hudson Greenway of $18,000. And I asked them, I said, well, what does this mean for that grant? Do we have to give it back? You know, what does it mean? What they said, and I included this email, I got it in writing, they have invited us to submit a revised scope of work or scope of what we want to do with that $18,000that would in some way support the portion of the trail that's in the village. Examples could be some sort of trail amenity, or they even said that we could purchase maintenance equipment. We could get the mower for with that money.
Gator.
Get a gator. I don't know. Whatever it is, we have those monies, so we have to figure out what we want to do. What best way we could support the plan. Well, they want us to submit something at some point. We only had we had 2 years. So we want to, you know, think about it, and then maybe we can actually get an extension on those 2 years so that, you know, we don't have to get it before the trail's ready, you know, that kind of thing. Or whatever
if it could be a piece of equipment, can we use it prior to the trail being ready?
We can talk to them about that. I don't know.
Or even use it around the areas that the trail is going to be on.
I think that would
specifically use it
be,
for that.
That'd
that
be
way,
more,
that piece of equipment is specific for that. So we should definitely.
I think that's more appropriate.
Sooner than later, spend the money. You know, figure it out.
So, ideas. You know, we don't have to do this today, but I, you know, come
we need a mower today. We need something.
This would be my suggestion. We have equipment to maintain the size of the trail, things like that. My suggestion would be a set of restrooms. That's what
okay.
I think. I mean, something at the Commons, we need a men's room and a ladies' room for the event, because nobody really wants to go use the porta-john.
Right.
It's been great that everybody, you know, Skodak Septic or whoever donates it for the event, but those things get a little gamey when the weather's warm.
Right.
Okay? And we could basically put in just a 2 bathrooms, you know, nothing fancy. You know, I have to make it handicap accessible. But it would be, we could use it for events, and then, like, people on the trail maybe could stop, you know. It would give us a point to... You know,
it makes sense, because by the ball field, too.
Well, they have their own.
Right, they have their own, but it's more on the trail end.
Yeah, and they, you know, the maintenance really wouldn't be a lot. You know, it'd be just cleaning it, things like that. And, you know.
Well, I guess we'll have to look into it and see if it's feasible.
Yeah,
first of all.
You know, because wasn't there talk about a pavilion or something over at the con?
Yeah, there was.
Okay, you know, that would be a nice addition too, because it would maybe make people come to the village and use it as a kickoff point. And there's a lady that every two Wednesdays parks at the pond and rides her bike about 50 miles. If we had a rail trail, she would probably, I mean, she does road riding, but she would probably park over at the Commons and ride the trail, you know?
Yeah, and I think that that is really a good point, that this could be a draw. And, you know, for, you know, the to fill up some of the storefronts, you know, this could really be good.
Spend money in the village. Yeah. If they came to the village, they'd go to Cumberland Farms or whatever, you know.
Yep. So what I'm going to do is make sure that any of the information that, that I come across, we get posted onto the onto our website in a place where people can find it. I'm not sure exactly where it's going to be. It's either going to be Columbia or Janae.
Oh, okay.
But it will be in July, and we'll make sure that everyone knows when, where, when it is.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Are there any bike riders here?
Yeah.
Okay. Has anybody gone over to the Ashwaltecog bike trail that runs from the Pittsfield Mall all the way to Adams?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Then, I mean, that's a classic example of a well-designed trail. You get all the ideas you want from something like that.
Where is it still?
But it runs from the Pittsfield Mall, which is right off Loop 8, and it goes all the way to Adams. They've just extended it another 2 miles towards North Adams, and they'll eventually finish it up.
Ashwaltecog. It's an Indian word.
Okay, thank you. Hey, guys,
thank you.
I seem to recall within the last 3 years or so, we had a presentation from a fellow who was heading a group. It was a private group.
Brian Zweig, yeah.
Yeah. Are they going to be folded in, or are they going to be part of this project?
They're part of the, they're part of the project.
Or anything like that?
So there is some, there is willingness to create a Friends of the Trail kind of group, which has been used a method in other places where people will do pick up litter, you know, they do
just
a volunteer
basis. Maybe for a particular segment, because he was very interested in a place from here down to Kinderhook, I think was his particular segment or something like that. Yeah.
And, you know, again, I think there, it also lends opportunities for us to talk with both Skodak and the town of Nassau, too, about, you know, ways that we can sort of share responsibilities for this trail, since we're all going to be enjoying it. Anyway, thank you so much.
Okay, new business. Records disposal. You have a list of records missing. You want to tell us about that?
Well, this weekend, again, twice a year, we do the shredding. We have a list that Terry has ready for disposal for you to review. And is anything on the list that you actually would like to keep? As she stated, please sign it.
I don't want to keep anything that's not required.
None of this is required.
Okay. Motion by Randy to shred the documents per the records disposal notice. Got a second?
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Let's see, so it's 14th, right? Okay, here we go, ministers. All right, next we have an application for a special event.
By,
what's her name? Smizek?
Apparently it's a Derek Farley memorial thing that they're going to do that day. Yeah. Never really had a request to use the bridge, so. It says that.
Yeah, this, it's filled out a little strange.
Well,
Does the location have adequate parking? Yes, no?
Well, because it's on the bridge.
Okay.
And she didn't really know how to answer that one.
Okay.
But
you spoke to her, right? So they're
gonna. I did speak to her.
All right, so they know they can park down at Stewart's or something and walk up, right?
Or the bank. I told her I could.
Or at the bank.
There's a lot of areas over there across the street with the vacant lane. I mean, I don't know. I just never. They want to use the bridge.
Tom, you looked at this?
Do we allow people to use the bridge?
Well, they can haul. I mean, I don't think we'd have enough. You know, an opposition to having a memorial service. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think we want people parking on Route 20.
No.
You know. So I think we. You know, we need to speak with her and inform her that folks that are attending the service or the memorial service should utilize Stewart's and the bank. And, you know, maybe mobile or whatever else might be available. There are a number of parking areas in the village, so at this point. So I think we should just, we should note that there would be, there's no parking on Route 20, though.
We need a motion for that?
Yeah, we do. We'll have to approve this.
Okay, then, all right, I'll let her know about the parking.
Okay.
And you'll be able to assist them, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. There's a motion by Randy to approve the special event.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on this?
When was that date going to be on that?
June 24th.
June 24th. It says from 10 to 11.
It's for Derek Farley, in memory of Derek Farley. Sergeant Derek, Staff Sergeant Derek Farley.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe it's something the village, they're putting it on themselves.
No, it's not just for him. It has to do with some other veterans are coming out, I guess. It says on the back that I would like to request permission to hold a memorial gathering for Sergeant Derek.
Yeah, for Sergeant Derek Farley.
Memorial Bridge. Well, that is all she stated, but that wasn't all what she was talking about when she was in the office.
They, did have a function.
I think
she was looking for it and couldn't find it and weren't sure when it happened. But, I mean, he lived in the village for years. His mother's the head of the Gold Star Mothers.
Okay.
So it's June 24th at 10 o'clock. So anyone that wants to attend, you know, if you can spread the word, that would be great. All those, did we vote on this?
Yes,
we did.
Did
we? Okay, I forget. Okay, open the floor for public comment. John.
I'd like to thank Missy for opening the ice cream store. Yeah, Missy, the ice cream is very good. The building looks good. There is a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit there because of the school, correct?
Yes.
That'll be enforced a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially during the day. They have been around during the day, and the kids are out of school now. And I don't know if the police officers are gone during the day.
No, they have been. They've been enforcing that when they were on.
But it would be nice to have it 20 mile an hour down there. There is a lot of kids down here. But you did a nice job. The ice cream is good, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, miss.
Anyone else? Maxine?
Yes, Maxine Bogash, Elm Street, for the record. I must renew my objection to the rail trail on the grounds that, as is stated in the master plan, and you can go look at the graphs which I studied, this is an environmentally sensitive area. It is an aquifer. It is a wetland. It was designated forever wild. It is a floodplain, as our assistant clerk can testify. That area at the end of Elm Street in the back is a floodplain, and that area would require a bridge, which could easily be flooded out, which we, I understand, may be required to replace, which would be very costly. Aside from the fact that this is also historically sensitive area, an archaeologically sensitive area. These factors are all contained in the master plan. This is an archaeologically sensitive area. How the state manages to get around it is the same way they get around other areas of our safety that don't seem to matter. This is the end and can be conceived of as the beginning of our water chain. And if it is polluted or destroyed with the building that will be required, and I couldn't hope to think that there would be an area, a large portion of this that is not going to be paved. And we all know that paving is a petroleum product that leaches into the ground. So it adds to the pollution, and this was cited in the master plan that all these things have to be addressed. But I do not trust a government that has compromised our safety time and time again. And now the state is overlooking this. Well, that doesn't give me any safety factor, since the state has allowed PFOAs in Hoosick Falls, and we now have not one, but two Superfund sites in our small Rensselaer County. Yes, up north and Mead Road, in case you didn't know. This is another area I see as we are looking at, some of us are looking at the end justified means. We're going to get hordes of money for these grants. I thought it was $9,000. Oh, we got $18,000. Well, that's great. And the state is going to maintain this. The state is going to pick up the bill if a big boulder comes down, if that's part of the plan, because that's what happened in the Albany Trail about a year ago in June, right after they opened it up. A number of people, this is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I almost emailed everyone, we just had a meeting about this, and a huge boulder came down right after construction was completed in the Albany Rail Trail section. And luckily, it did nearly miss a group of people, families, who happened to be using the trail at 5 o'clock. It could have been a tragedy. Luckily, it wasn't a tragedy. But, and who will our partner be in this? Well, none other but Nat Grid. I almost said Nat Grid, excuse me. They are the ones who paid New York State $2.4 million fine for not meeting their contract after they jacked up our prices 40%, giving several erroneous causes for these price hikes. That was not correctly reported in our newspaper. So I am not, I wish I could be happy about this, but everything tells me this is an example of, well, we think the ends will justify the means, and we're going to get hordes of people biking into the village of Nassau. We have excellent areas of bike trails here. This area has been an easement as long as I can remember. And I grew up here in the 50s and 60s. So this easement area, I would want to ask Nat Grid, because I also read that they do not actually own all the areas on which their electric lines are. So I would want to have some proof that it is not an easement out there that's given to us, but an easement that we have given to them. And I'm not sure about that, but that's something I would want to check. But the most important factor, since I'm not going to be on this land for very long, is what's going to happen to that sensitive, environmentally sensitive area that is supposed to be forever wild. That's what I'm concerned about. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your input. Anyone else? Lori?
Lori Clark, 15 Westbrook Drive. David, if you would mind, under the open meeting law, to provide me a copy of those letters and petitions.
Sure. Anything else? Okay. Bills number 1 through 18 in the amount of
$8,000. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session.
And what is the purpose of the executive?
Talk about personnel issues.
Talk about a personnel issue.
Correct.
Okay.
I would like to talk about another personnel issue, just in case it's
well,
not the same.
Personnel. David makes a motion to go into executive session.
I'll
get a second.
It.
Second by Bill. Any? Well, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're going to go into executive session. The only things left on the agenda for those of you who want to hang out or for those of you that don't are to pay bills, or to pay the bills. So those will be the only issues that we will discuss after executive session. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
Motion.
Motion by Randy, second by Guy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion to pay bills number 1 through 18 in the amount of $8,160.12 in the general fund and $1,216.69 in the water fund and $9,725.61 in the installment bond interest fund and $35,168.87 in the installment bond principal water fund. Motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions on the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Adjournment's in order.
Motion is adjourned.
Second.
Motion by Randy, second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
We're done.